thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
This massive case is tied to elected and other officials who allegedly helped Brian and Cheryl Potashnick secure millions in tax breaks for Potashnick's company, Southwest Housing Development. The couple's expected in federal court this morning, accompanied by attorneys. They're part of the FBI's controversial examination into bribery and extortion begun more than 2 years ago. U.S. Attorney Richard Roper said ex-Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Don Hill and his wife stand accused of bribery, money laundering, and conspiracy, all to help Potashnick. Roper said the developer needed elected officials to okay his apartment projects that would then qualify for federal funds.
Some public officials and their associates extorted developers to pay them in order to obtain this much-needed support. At other times, these developers would bribe the public officials to garner their support.
Roper says one of those officials is D'Angelo Lee, former Dallas Plan and Zoning Commissioner appointed by Hill. Lee and Hill allegedly advanced the interests of Brian and Cheryl Potashnick with zoning changes and tax credits for the Potashnick's low-income housing plans. In exchange, Potashnick allegedly funneled money back to those officials and a business owned by Sheila Farrington. She's now married to Don Hill. He says he and his wife did nothing wrong.
We've had a chance to tell the world that we're not guilty, and we're just gonna prepare for that fight to prove our innocence.
Hill appointee D'Angelo Lee said the same after he walked out of the federal courtroom.
I feel good. I'm glad, as my attorney said, that we're getting this thing moving forward. It's been a nightmare. It's been an ordeal. It's been very difficult on me and my family and doing business in the city and just trying to, you know, just maintain some semblance of normalcy here in the city. And so I'm glad that we're getting an opportunity to move forward. And I believe that when all is said and done, that I'm expecting to be exonerated.
State Legislator Gladys Terry Hodge was named, too. Federal officials say she received more than $30,000 in free rent and utilities at a Potashnick apartment. In exchange, she wrote letters of support for Potashnick's Southwest Housing Company so it could receive tax credits. U.S. Attorney Roper.
The key element is, was benefits or fees paid with the idea and the intent to influence the action of the public officials? That's the key to the indictment in this case.
Hodge pleaded not guilty at her arraignment, then left the court without comment. Both she and Hill will also battle separate tax charges for not declaring income with the IRS. In yet another City Hall corruption allegation, former Councilman James Fantroy allegedly embezzled at least $5,000 intended for Dallas's historically black Paul Quinn College. Fantroy was board treasurer. He did not enter a plea, saying he first needed a lawyer. Fantroy may seek a federally appointed one, granted when defendants can't afford an attorney. Every defense lawyer, as well as the prosecutors, have a challenge ahead, according to U.S. Attorney Roper, who spent the last 25 years dealing with corruption cases.
In the years that I've been a prosecutor, I haven't seen anything this complex and massive.
Those who appeared in court yesterday were released on their own recognizance. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.